Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. Roseway Labs is a popular and trusted compounding pharmacy, making LDN capsules, creams and liquids to order in any strength. They offer prescribing service for hassle-free access to LDN with a friendly yet professional service and competitive prices. They have pharmacies located in the UK and the EU.
Today we're joined by pharmacist Miriam Martinez. Thank you for joining us today, Miriam.
Well, thank you, Linda, for having me. It's a pleasure.
So first of all, let's learn about you. What made you decide to become a pharmacist?
Oh, well, that was a long time ago. I always wanted to be in the health profession. My dad is actually a chemist. I always found it fascinating how chemistry can help patients and improve people's health. So I always been interested in just helping people and trying to find their solutions. But I have to confess that I always hated big pharma in a way. Not hate, it's a strong word. There is a place for all of us, but I never understood why they were allowing people with big diseases to die, or there was no investigation in those kind of things. So I guess that's why my path has been slightly different to what was expected of me. And I found my way into the compounding, and that's where I am now. Having been part of Roswell Labs, a compounding pharmacy, where we can access to solutions that the big pharma cannot.
Mm-hmm. And were you born in England? I can tell you have an accent.
No, so I'm in Spanish. I have my master's degree in pharmacy from Spain. And after that, well, I've been traveling around the world, just acquiring as much knowledge as I could. I've been training in different sectors in America. I've been in the Eastern Europe, and I've been in contact with Australia as well, and just doing courses and so on. And actually, it was recently when I decided just to formalize all my studies, just doing another master's in personalized medication as well.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have you been involved in compounding?
Since I started, the education in Spain is slightly different. So you have the beauty of being part of the manufacturing of drugs from year one. So you have quite a lot of time in laboratories, making drugs. And my first job ever, it was in a community pharmacy where we were making the galenic formulations, we call it, compoundings for hospitals and other pharmacies. So I think since then, so from the beginning, as soon as I got my degree, that was how I started in compounding. So if you do the math, but almost the 20 years.
Wow. You don't look old enough.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I hear. Yeah, but no. I have my years.
So since joining Roseway Labs, has anything changed over that period of time?
It has. There is a big difference between markets in Europe and in the rest of the world, as you might know. So they are all inclined to do more formulations in one field than in the other. And Spain was covering everything and anything. So there is no an specialized area. They say this pharmacy only does, let's say, LDN, or this pharmacy only does hair loss. That's not the case. When I came to the UK, it was completely different. And I started in another compounding pharmacy where they were specialized only in hormone treatments. And that was the only thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why I got more motivated to open Roseway Labs, because finally I could offer a different solution. So the I don't know, the great and the possibilities that you can have in the UK, they are endless, in terms of what you can offer. And from the like opening Roswell Labs will offer a better solutions. As such, so we started to get linked to functional doctors. We started to be more in contact with our and more specialists and consultants. And that's where the problems started to come up, and people were mentioning, well, we don't have solutions for this thing and the other thing. So we kind of opened that range of products that we offer, and now we go in different directions, and one of them is LDN.
So tell us about the pharmacy. You said, you know, you make different medications. What area do you compound other than LDN?
Other than LDN, we do hormone treatments. So we work with bioidentical hormones. We work with in the aesthetic markets where we do topical treatments. It can be for acne, hyperpigmentation, or any condition. We treat hair loss, but we also are in the, for example, the allergy problems where people are having, like, let's say the long COVID, and they need a different, like, antihistamines, but they cannot tolerate what's in the market. We are in the Lyme disease as well. We are, what else do we do at the moment? It's the end of the day, but we do quite a few variety of things. But we also working with endocrinologists to treat the thyroid. So we do thyroid treatments as well. So we try to just help whoever needs something different, really. We don't close our doors to it. We don't have many animals, but we have a few as well. So we touch a little bit of vet.
So tell us about LDN, how you got into compounding LDN, what forms, what doses. Tell us everything.
Well, it was actually through hormone doctors and functional doctors. They were the ones mentioning to me. I didn't know about that. It's not such a well known, and I'm so happy, Linda, that you are there to spread the word, because not everybody knows about it, and it's such an amazing thing to have or to offer. So it was like hormone doctors that they are working in the, obviously in the hormone department, but they are in functional medicine as well. So they noticed that for pain management and inflammatory conditions, that was one of the solutions. So they were searching for that, and they just contacted me. Like, we have a really good relationship with our doctors. So it was like a gentle call, like, oh, could you actually search for that? What can you offer? And it's just out of curiosity, we started like looking into that. We contacted you. We found you on Facebook and everywhere. We read your books. And we are talking about more than 6 years ago. So everything started 6 years ago. We started really simple. We didn't want to overcomplicate it. So we did only suspensions and capsules. We thought, look, let's go simple and try to see what works best, because we know other practitioners and we know what they do or what they claim that is the best thing to do, but we didn't have that experience yet. So we started with those products, and now we expanded into topical treatments, we expanded into oral drops, and we are looking into doing, like, well, we do the rapid dissolve tablets as well. So we are trying to offer a little bit of more range of things. Even dermatologists are looking into the anti-inflammatory properties in on the skin as well. So Now we have a little bit more requests, and we are more knowledgeable, let's say. Thank God, the 6 years ago when we started with the LDN, and hopefully, I mean, there is much more to come.
Are you a sterile or a non-sterile laboratory?
We are a non-sterile, so everything we do, it needs to be like extemporaneous preparations, no injectables at all, or eye drops or anything like that.
Yes, because LDN eye drops
Yeah.
are very interesting, but
It
obviously it has to be made
is.
in a sterile facility. Maybe one day you'll expand into sterile as well.
Oh, that would be lovely. I mean, there is a huge demand in the UK. I think there is a big market for it, and exactly, there has a lot of applications like the eye drops. Absolutely, yeah.
So your capsules, what dose range do you provide?
Well, as a compounding pharmacy, we leave it free to the practitioner to decide. Yeah, because what we found is like, it the same dose doesn't work in the same way for everybody. So after 6 years, we found out that there are people that they'd rather start in 0.5 milligrams, or they just jump into 1 milligram and they are fine, or sometimes they. We even have cases where they don't even tolerate the 0.5 milligrams, and we need to make a smaller dosages. So we have like a kind of a guidance, yes, to start low and slow always, and let the patient to tolerate one dose until they can titrate up. But we don't have a set up dose. We usually recommend, yeah, the 0.5 increments in 0.5 until they get to 4.5. But the 4.5 is not really the setup on a stone and say like, that's it, this it needs to be your dose, and that's it. So we kind of guide doctors about what to do if they bump into a problem, and they can just reduce or increase the dose. So we don't have a setup, a strength at all for that.
So you were talking about functional medicine doctors. Do you have any consultants that are prescribing LDN?
We do have a couple of consultants. Yes, we do have. Not as many. Functional doctors seems to be more interested in something that is outside of the box, let's say, a solution outside of the box. So consultants, we only have two, but they are like really, really happy with the results. They are looking into, they are consultants more endocrinologists to treat Hashimoto's. Yeah, that's one of the main ones that we have.
So where I was going with that was to ask you if you had any pain specialists that are prescribing LDN, because in America that's quite a big thing, and they use microdosing of 0.001 alongside of opioids to get people off of
Oh,
opioids
okay.
without going through withdrawal. Have you come across anybody, even your functional medicine doctors, that have tried that to your knowledge?
Not with us, no. I know them, and I know the Americans live the how they do it, and I think they need to be a little bit more familiar with the LD, and I think there is a work to do in the UK still to educate doctors about how to use the LDN, and they are a little bit more concerned how to increase one and decrease the other. So yeah, there is a little bit of a skepticism maybe.
But it's not only America that has the opioid crisis. I
No.
mean, it's worldwide, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And we have many people in the UK who are what I call legal drug addicts. They're drug addicts through no fault of their own. They've been prescribed heavy duty painkillers for many years and can't come off them. So I think in this country it would be very helpful to people. Long-term use of opioids is very bad for your organs anyway. What do you think could happen or what do you think we could do to help make change?
I think there is a lot that we could do in terms of education. It would be the first thing to do, like educate doctors and going to those pain specialists and spread the word of how that can be treated, giving them like statistics, like how many like the number of population that they are and they're like taking opioids and how it's affecting even the NHS or the private sector, because we know that they are like costing quite a lot of money in reality because they are absent from work or they cannot do certain things. So and how the LDN could potentially like it's like help them to recover their lives and being back part of the active society, we would say in the UK. But education, I think, will be the first point, campaigns, and hold sessions with them and symposiums and see if that awareness it gets there. I mean, we have quite a lot of intrigued people at the moment, and doctors treating, let's say, like things like long COVID, they are coming to us like because they are desperate and they're trying to find solutions. So there is a little bit more awareness.
How would you suggest we get the word out to doctors who haven't heard of LDN, who don't Google LDN to find out the information? You know, they're totally unaware that it exists. How do you think we take it to them in such a way to pique their interest, to make them stand up and listen?
It's just showing the evidences that they are out there, which they are not like a few, they are quite a lot. Being in conferences or conventions where you have the medical professionals, that would be a good starting point. You're showing the evidences and real cases, and that we could all, I think we need a little bit more collaboration as well between practitioners and health practitioners in general. So compiling all that data that we have, share it and make start like publishing like all that data and showing like a big number of results, because the studies that you see, sometimes they are not as relevant as people say, or they are not as thorough, but just because it's the lack of number of people. But if you start collaborating with each other and creating that kind of community where we share things and we can public them and going to the conferences as well, that will be a good thing.
But it's very difficult to actually get the word out there, to get the doctors to go to conferences, etc. I mean, our conferences, even though when we have them in the US, they're live streamed around the world. So, you know, and it's recorded so people can watch it to follow up. But it's
Still, yeah.
letting them know in the first place that it's there.
No, it's having that voice in their conferences, finding where they go and where, like, for example, those doctors into the pain management field work and the conference that they like to assist, contacted them and see if you can have any slot. And if you repeat yourself all the time in the same places for them to say, okay, they were here last year and this year, what is that about? They will start looking into that. But instead of, I think it's both. I mean, it's completely compatible having your own setup of LDN conference, but at the same time being part of their conference that they're already going to. For those ones that they haven't heard of this, of course, yeah.
Exactly. If not, you're singing to the choir, really, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the word of mouth is always there, and one doctor has a really successful story is going to share it with others. I was going to say, oh, look into that. It's actually a good thing to add into your clinics and to offer to your patients.
There have been some trials and studies in the last couple of years that have showed LDN hasn't had the success that we know it can have. But if you look at the details, They started people on too high a dose. Some of the studies, they start on 4 milligrams.
Oh,
Now,
dear.
as you were saying, you start low and go slow. And over like 3 months of such a high dose, the fallout rate was really high. You know, you've got to start really slowly and find the dose that is right for that person. And as you were saying, 4.5 isn't set in stone. Some people are never going to get to 4.5. You know, 2.5 works really well for me. I've heard this so many times, and I've tried to increase it to 3, and it makes me feel so unwell. I don't think I'll ever get to 4.5, so I may as well stop. You know, but
I know.
if 2.5 works for you, stay
That's
there.
it.
You
It's
know,
stay there. Exactly.
you don't have to get to a higher dose.
No.
And there are many people now that continue titrating it up. You know, the patient feels good as they're titrating up, but feels they could feel a little bit better. And the doctors go even higher. Some of them go to 6 or even 9 these days. I mean, what's the highest dose you make?
We can go into 9. What we've seen at the moment, the maximum dose that I've seen is 7.5 for now. But I know exactly you can go slightly higher than that. Yeah, that's not an issue. But the problem is always the same. People think of medication like a magic pill that you take once and it should like solve your problems all at once. And it's educating your patient and managing their expectations when you have the consultations and explain like, look, this can happen. It might take actually a long time for you to feel optimal. You'll start feeling better, but maybe until you get that optimal stage of health, it might take a few months, but not saying almost a year. So just be consistent, keep taking it. It's actually working inside. You might not notice and you might not experience, but it is working. We find it really, really nice is when you have those patients that they start getting better quite quick, and you have that satisfaction when they call you, oh, it's actually starting to work after just a few months, and that is an amazing thing to see, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. And would you like to tell people how they can contact you?
Sure. Well, as I said, we are a compounding pharmacy based in the UK, London. We are the main offices in Shoreditch, quite central. You can contact us via email. So it's info@rosewaylabs.com. You can also give us a call if you think that is much quicker. It's 0333 050 40 30. And that will be the main lines to contact us. This is always a form online if you want to go to the website.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Well, thank you, Linda, again for having me. It's been amazing talking to you as usual.
Roseway Labs is a popular and trusted compounding pharmacy, making LDN capsules, creams, and liquids to order in any strength. They offer prescribing service for hassle-free access to LDN with a friendly yet professional service and competitive prices. They have pharmacies located in the UK and the EU.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.